Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Mayo steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Kell reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Vico reaches third base with a triple. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Lapone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Lapone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw strikes out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vico. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lemon. Hutchinson moves to third. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hutchinson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.